your daughter.
This is correct. And the murder that Bishop Wong has recently committed is the direct result of, to put it politely, of the fumbling of the police investigation of my daughter's murder 13 years ago.
Well, and this is an alleged case, obviously. She's been charged. There's not been a conviction in this case, but you believe that she is guilty.
I haven't the slightest doubt at all. As a matter of fact, I think that the premeditation that she has allegedly used in the murder of, I believe her name is Mrs. Taita, according to the local Pantograph article, was every bit as elaborate as the premeditation she used to murder my own daughter. I haven't a shadow of a doubt of it. I have maintained my innocence. I have not wavered in the slightest since the day, even before my arrest, and have maintained that it was my estranged girlfriend at that time, Misook, known to me as Misook Nalan, who murdered my child.
Why do you believe she killed your daughter, Christina?
And I mean, this is a no-brainer. We had just gotten a big fight at Avanti's on the night of earlier in the evening, and we were in an intense, bitter breakup. She was insanely jealous of my daughter. She hated my ex-wife, Tita McNeil, who I understand is still lives in Bloomington. Hello, Tita, and I hope you're hearing my words now. And, who else could have done it? And, after I read all the police reports of their investigation of her and all the suspicious circumstances and dubious activities between her and I might add a couple of close friends of hers, I mean, I haven't a shadow of a doubt. And now that she has murdered again, or allegedly murdered again, nobody can look at my case now and look back and say, oh, wow, that Misook must have been innocent all those 13 years ago, and Barton just mistakenly predicted that sometime in the future she would murder again. My wrongful conviction can hold no water now in light, if it ever deserved to hold any initially, in light of Masook's recent murder of her estranged husband's mother. And as a matter of fact, her estranged husband, Don Wang, himself was questioned in connection with Christina's murder 13 years ago about his association with Misook. So it's a macabre irony that today Don Wang is probably much more sympathetic to me than he was all those years ago.
Now,
I am with him.
I do want to back up again for our listeners who are just joining us here on WJBC at 146. We're talking with Barton McNeil. He's called in live on the air here from which prison are you serving time in right now?
I'm at Menard Correctional Center. I've been in maximum security prisons for 13 years for a murder I did not commit.
The murder we're talking about was his 3-year-old daughter, Christina McNeil. It was a 100-year prison term, I believe, received.
It was initially a life sentence, and they reduced it for some technicality to 100 years, like that's some reduction. But that's it doesn't matter. 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, one day I should not have spent. And if the police investigated my daughter's murder to half the extent that they investigated the murder of Mrs. Taita, I believe her name is, Misook would have confessed in a heartbeat. I mean, the evidence of her guilt was practically tattooed on her forehead back then, and I do not understand why the police arrested me, or the one who loved Christina more than anybody, and let her basically move on to kill again. It's an outrage. And I'll tell you what else is an outrage. It's an outrage that police detectives are not interviewing me at this moment as they reopen my daughter's murder investigation, and why McLean County prosecutors aren't here at this moment breaking down my jailhouse cell door in light of what cannot be denied was that Misook did, in fact, murder my daughter 13 years ago, just like I've been saying every day for 13 years to anybody who would give me the time of day. And thank you very much for giving me the time of day, by the way.
Well, certainly,
one of the very few people who have heard me out.
Well, certainly, we have a lot of questions. I mean, obviously, yes. We're not going to be able to answer them all right here during this interview, Bart, but I do appreciate you calling in. It kind of caught me off guard. I don't have a lot of notes in front of me, but I do remember the case. It happened right before I moved here, and Colleen Reynolds at the time was the news director, and she had covered this, so I'm going to get in touch with her and do some note comparisons. But have you been in touch with an attorney since this Misuk Wang case became?
No, the only touch I've had with these appointed attorneys was that they've dug in my grave even deeper than it was initially. Every step of the way. I do not have an attorney. My last appeal was filed by me. It was a 250-page pro se post-conviction petition full of all sorts of investigative documents relating to the police investigation of Misuk. This is the center of eight of my appeals. This is the central issue of eight of my appeals. Judge Paul dismissed my pro se conviction petition in one day, and there's no way he could have read it in a single day. He just dismissed it as frivolous and without merit.
Do you think that this will give you an opportunity to possibly go through a different appeal or have your case possibly even thrown out?
That's basically dead in the water for the time being, especially without any sort of professional help. Now, I spoke with Kathleen Zellner's office, who I've been basically stalking for the past 13 years. I spoke to her office earlier today, and her associate, a man named Scott, seemed to be very interested in what I said. I also spoke to Steve Mills of the Chicago Tribune earlier today, and he seemed pretty intrigued about what I said also. And as a matter of fact, I just got off the phone with WMBD-TV. Interviewed me several times back in 1998. I was interviewed by a guy from WHOI. I mean, when I'm sitting in jail, I'm calling everybody I can to get them to listen to me, especially the news media, because I figured after stewing there for 2 or 3 months, I figured the only chance I had, my daughter had at getting any kind of justice was if, I don't know, the news media would kick up some dust and start poking around. I don't know how such an abomination can happen in this day and age with in broad daylight.
Well, again,
and I pray that you or somebody, WMBD, the Tribune, anybody, look at this. And by the way, this is worthy of Casey Anthony news coverage, because now what you have essentially is a serial killer who has now killed two of her estranged lovers, dearest loved ones, at the height of their estrangement. I mean, this cannot be a coincidence.
Well, I will continue the conversation off the air with you. I do appreciate you being so candid this afternoon here on WJBC.
Anything you want to know? I want to know why the police aren't contacting me right now. She got arrested a month ago. They know darn good and well who she was from when they dealt with her 13 years ago. And let me add one more thing. A month or two prior to my daughter's murder, she was arrested. I had her arrested for domestic violence, okay? A month after my daughter's murder, Misuk Nowlin was arrested for the battery and a smothering attack upon her own daughter. So it's not like the police and prosecutors didn't know who she was even back then.
Well, Bart, I'm going to stop you there because I don't want to tread down a road that I don't have the facts to back up any of the arguments.
But you go to the courthouse, you pull this stuff up on the internet, all this stuff is widely documented. It's all part of my appeals and everything. I swear on my daughter's grave that every word that I'm speaking to you is the God's truth.
Well, Barton McNeil talking to us today live from prison, as he is very concerned that a recent story here in McLean County might give him hope that maybe his case could come back into the headlines. And he says that the person that really killed his daughter is currently in the McLean County Jail. We'll see if we can follow up on that here on WJBC. Bart, don't hang up quite yet. We do need to get some agribusiness news. Wow, that literally from 1998, this case that is kind of landing in our lap this afternoon, making a resurgence. We'll see if we can't see if local police or prosecutors will talk to us. I don't know if they will, but we'll certainly try. Right now, 57 degrees.